Yesterday, we took you to Ford's Theater, where President Abraham Lincoln was shot. He died hours later on this morning, 150 years ago. Everyone knows his assassin. It was an actor, John Wilkes Booth. But little else about him is generally known. In fact, Booth was quite famous when he conspired to kill the president. He was born into a prominent family of actors, the Barrymores, or Fondas of their day. By 1865, he was a headliner on the American stage who, at the age of 26, was already attracting theatergoers like the First Family. Terry Alford is out with the first real biography of John Wilkes Booth, who he describes as something of a matinee idol.
He's the first actor, in fact, whom we know had their clothes torn by fans. When he was coming out of a theater in Boston, the manager had to come back and tell people, back up, let him out, just let him walk to his hotel. So he had good looks, you know, he had tremendous range as an actor. I mean, he could play the bad guys, but he could play soft, tender roles. He was a superb Romeo, things like that. So it's interesting that over the years, as people felt free to talk about him, although they always shrank from what he did, they didn't really shrink from him. They remembered things about him, you know, courtesies, acts of heroism. One time on stage, he saved a young woman whose dress caught on fire.
Young actress.
A young actress, right, who had wandered too close to the gas footlights. So there were things they remembered fondly about him.
He was not a lone madman. He had a basis for wanting to assassinate President Lincoln. What motivated him politically?
John Wilkes Booth was one of those people who thought that the best country in the history of the world was the United States as it existed before the Civil War. And then when Lincoln came along, he was changing that in fundamental ways, increasing the power of the federal government, emancipating the slaves. And then the government, to carry out Lincoln's policies, did exceptional things. They imposed the income tax. They drafted people, occasionally suspended habeas corpus. These were mind-blowing things that had never been done before the war. And so Booth was very agitated over these things. But Booth brought to that agitation an extremism, you know, the passion almost of a fanatic. And it was very dangerous, as we find out.
Did he have an allegiance to the Confederacy?
Well, when the war began, someone of his views and sympathies should probably have gone into the Confederate Army. And he totally intended to do that. But his mother, who was a widow at this point, she had already lost four children. And she begged, she prayed, she wept, she pleaded for him to stay clear of the war. And in the end, she won that battle. But he felt like a slacker. He even uses the word coward to describe himself. Because, see, as an actor, he played a hero on stage, but he really wasn't one.
And no one was closer to John Wilkes Booth than his sister, Asia Booth Clark. After her brother assassinated the president, Asia and her family fled to England, never to return. There she wrote a secret memoir about her brother, which was finally published in 1938. Terry Alford edited the latest edition. Read for us, if you will, a short passage where John Wilkes Booth's sister, Asia, describes him.
Well, there was an interesting story when he was about 12. She went to visit him at a school, and he told her that I've had my fortune read by gypsies. And he showed her the paper. It was written, kind of scribbled in pencil. And the old gypsy said that you've got a bad hand. It's full of sorrow, trouble plenty. Everywhere I look, I see you'll break hearts. You'll die young, and you will leave many to mourn you. You'll be rich, you'll be free, but you're born under an unlucky star. And his sister said, oh, don't let that worry you, right? These gypsies, they just say anything for money. And he laughed. He said, that's right. But she noticed that he kept that. And he would refer to it in years later in conversations. And the little fortune he wrote down grew tattered from folding and unfolding as he would get it out and look at it and then put it back. So thoughts like that preyed on his mind.
John Wilkes Booth's dastardly and unforgivable act and his own fiery demise days later shattered his family. His brothers tried to continue their acting careers, which, of course, meant appearing in public.
And this was exceptionally hard because a lot of people did feel these, you are your brother's keeper. You know, why didn't you do something about this? What did you know? Why didn't you take care of it? And so it was extremely hard to be a Booth for a long, long time.
That's Terry Alford. His new biography, Fortune's Fool, The Life of John Wilkes Booth, is out this week.